بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world with an object, with a purpose, with an aim. What is our aim? That is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by first of all bringing iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we make shukr Allah ta'ala has blessed us with iman. May Allah keep us with iman. May Allah give us more than iman. May Allah raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. So with iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us that we obey Him and we do those actions that will please Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this is our primary object in this world. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ We are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, the most important condition is that we have iman. So our effort in this world is to preserve this iman. Any precious thing we have, we make sure we preserve it. So like that, iman has to be preserved. جَدِّدُوا إِمَانَكُمْ بِقَوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, refreshen your iman with لا إله إلا الله. In other words, a person has to understand there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the Malik, He is the Khaliq, He is the Raziq, He is the Nourisher, the Cherisher, the Sustainer, the Most Powerful. Nobody is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Akbar. Everything is in His control. He has created the dunya, He has created the akhirat, He has created the Jannah, Jahannam. Rosy sustenance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sun, the moon, the stars, the animals, the jinn, the angels. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are all the slaves of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So iman, we have to preserve it. We have to understand our aqidah, our true beliefs. The belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The oneness of Allah, tawheed. We have to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final Nabi of Allah. There is no Nabi to come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or belief in the Quran, that is the final book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The book of hidayat, guidance, nur, shifa. Or belief in the angels, the belief in the books which came down, which were in the pristine purity, which Allah revealed to Dawud alayhi salatu salam, Musa alayhi salatu salam, Isa alayhi salatu salam. So we believe in those kitabs in the original form. We believe in taqdeer, in fate. We believe in the day of qiyamah, the day of judgment. So this is our object and our responsibility that we have to now preserve our iman. And with that is we have to gain the perfection of iman, the kamal of iman. Anything in this world, we want to achieve and we want to get the best of it. We want the best of results. No person just wants poor results. There mustn't be any deficiency in whatever we are achieving. Like that iman, there must be kamil iman. Kamil means the iman must be perfect. Therefore, we have to abstain from those actions, those deeds that will make that iman deficient. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La imana liman la amanata lahu." Literally, you translate it: that person who is not trustworthy, he does not have amanat. You leave something by him, and he abuses that item. He does not look after it. You left it by him so that he cares for it. You're gone on some journey. You'll come back, and you'll receive it from him. You'll take it back from him, but he abuses that. Or he doesn't care about it. He neglects it. It gets lost. It's damaged. So he is not trustworthy. Rasulullah says, "La imana liman la amanata lahu." That person who has got no amanatdari in him, he's not trustworthy, he breaches the trust, he's got no iman. Ulama explain means that there is a nafi in the kamal of his iman. His iman is deficient. His iman is not kamil. Like that haya, modesty. In the hadith of Rasulullah, the meaning of the hadith is, that haya and iman are qurana. Qareen means companions. They go together. they move together. No iman, there's no haya. No haya, no iman. In other words, a person does not have modesty, then his iman is not kamil, is not perfect. His iman is naqis. His iman is deficient. So in this world also, we always try for perfection. We need the best results. We need to achieve the best results. You know, businesses, it must be the best. There must be kamal, perfection in it. Like that, iman has to be perfect. So all those deeds a person indulges in, if it is going to make that iman deficient, then we should abstain from those deeds. Why? Allah wants us to have iman, and not just any kind of iman, Allah wants us to have a kamil iman, perfect iman. Anger. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الْغَضَبَ لَيُفْسِدُ الْإِيمَانَ كَمَا يُفْسِدُ الصَّبِرُ الْعَسَلَ. Anger destroys the iman, like how the aloe plant, the aloe tree is very, very bitter. When it is put into a bottle of honey, pure honey, sweet honey, it will take away the sweetness of the honey. The plant is so bitter, the aloe plant is so bitter that it destroys the sweetness of honey. In a similar way, anger destroys the iman of a person. It makes the person's iman deficient. There is no kamal in his iman. His iman is not calm, it is not perfect. So these are things that we have to abstain from, because they are going to give our iman some deficiency. Now shaitan, what does he do? His object is to make us lose our iman. He'll bring, as we mentioned in the past few weeks, shahwat, passions, desires, evil temptations. He'll pull us towards zina. May Allah protect us. Hadith of Rasulullah SAW says, explains, when a man and woman are committing zina, at that moment Allah removes the iman from their hearts. It is suspended in the air. Until they are involved in that illicit, that haram action, that zina that they are perpetrating, at that moment the iman is taken out of their hearts. Allah forbid they pass away in that condition. Therefore, it is important that we understand the ploys of shaitan. He wants us to become, to lose our iman. He wants us to go to Jahannam. So when he tries level best to make us lose our iman, and you see we're not losing our iman, he will try to spoil our iman. And how does he spoil our iman? By making some deficiency in our iman, by taking us towards sin, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the ploys of shaitan, what does he do? He sometimes he creates a thought in our heart. And he says, you know what? Allah is Ghafur Rahim. Indulge in sin now, and Allah will forgive you. Over time he'll say, even if you go to Jahannam, because you got iman, you will be removed from Jahannam. Yes, lot of his kindness, his infinite kindness, his abounding mercies. Allah is, his mercy is so vast, so vast, so vast. Therefore, the books of Ahadith, we understand that the person who goes to Jahannam and he is being meted out the punishment in Jahannam, ultimately, because he has even an iota of iman, little bit of iman, Allah out of his mercy will remove him from Jahannam because he's a believer, and Allah will give him admittance and entry into paradise. However, my respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, can we endure the torment, the pain, the punishment of Jahannam? It is mentioned in the books of Hadith that just one flame of Jahannam, if it has to be thrown into the world, and it will destroy all the crops in the world, everything will be destroyed, just one flame. The lowest form of punishment in Jahannam should be given to the uncle of Rasulullah, Abu Talib, because he did not bring iman. The lowest form of punishment is that he will be made to wear those iron shoes, the heat of which will boil his brains. يَغْلِي بِهِ دِمَاغُهُ. His dimagh, his brains will be boiling because of the heat that will come from his feet, because of these iron shoes of fire. coming right till his brains. في ضحضاهم في ضحضاهم من النار أو في النار. He'll be in the shallow part of Jahannam, and that's the lowest form of punishment. People who have pride, arrogance in this world, their food in Jahannam will be usarati ahli nar, the blood, the pus, the filth that is oozing out from the bodies of Jahannamis. They will be drinking that, yusqawna min usarati ahli nar, min tinati al-khabal. Allah protect us. So Jahannam is no joke, it's not something trivial and petty. The person go to Jahannam, he'll come out and he go to Jannat. We make dua, Allah protect us from Jahannam. And Allah give us entrance into Jannat directly without any reckoning. This is our dua we make. So shaitan will come with funny things. Why? He wants to spoil our iman. He wants our iman to become deficient. He wants us to indulge in sins. He wants us to become disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes he says, oh, it's too difficult to do, to abstain from all sins. You're still young, you're a youngster. When you grow older, then you can make tawbah istighfar. Who knows, he'll have life till old age. How many janazas we see of youngsters? So shaitan will try different ploys and plans and tricks to deceive us. So you see, it's very difficult. How are you going to stay away from this, from that? So many things you have to do. Nothing is difficult. Nothing is difficult. All that we require is a firm resolution, determination. There have been so many people who were sinners in their lives. But when they made a firm decision that right from this very moment I'm making sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That morbid, filthy life I was living now, I'm discarding it. I'm throwing it away from my life. I don't want to live that filth. I want to live a pure life. A life in the enjoyment, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to enjoy that sakina, that peace, that tranquility. Bidhikrillah ala bidhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. I want the serenity of the heart, peace of mind. I want to become a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. So many of them, before they embraced Islam, what was their condition? The period of Jahiliyyah. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, before embracing Islam, the son of Khattab, Umar, imagine he's going to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the level of his disbelief. Hated Islam, he hated Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Going to assassinate him, you know the entire story, how Allah blesses him with iman. And after bringing iman, it was not sufficient. Now he made an effort to have a perfect iman. And this is what he did in his life. All those spiritual maladies that the person suffers from, the Sahaba were very, very particular and very cautious and careful. Pride must not come into our hearts. Anger, we must stay away from anger. Jealousy, all these things. And they made sure that they obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they perfected the iman to such an extent that Rasulullah s.a.w. mentioned, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌ لَكَانَ عُمَرٌ. That if there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Such a level of iman he had, that it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that galiway, and that road, and that path that Umar is treading on, when shaitan sees him coming on that road, shaitan takes another road. Shaitan is so afraid of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the level of his iman, not just brought iman and that's sufficient. No, he made an effort that his iman became perfect. That on the day of Qiyamah, every door of Jannat will call out to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, enter through me. We want the honor that you must enter through me. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, he brought iman, and the perfection of his iman was such that even though he was being beaten, tormented, Ahad, the one Allah. He was steadfast. And the day came when Rasulullah SAW tells him, Bilal, what is it? That I hear your footsteps, either in the dream or during Mi'raj. I hear your footsteps in front of me. So this was the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. They had a kamil iman. They perfected the iman. This is what we need to do, is now perfect our iman. And for this,
We have to make sure we don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to stay away from all those deeds that will pull us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person indulges, or a person has some dirt that falls on his shirt, on his pants, on his kurta, whatever he's on his clothing. What does he do? Immediately he'll go and wash it. Especially if he's with his friends, or he's going to some important function. He does not want to attend that program or function with some marks, some stains on his kurta. He'll wash it immediately. This is what we do in this world. Like that, when the guna that we commit, the effects of that guna that comes onto our heart, immediately we should wash it away. How do we wash it away? By sincere tawbah, by dhikrullah. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent. So a believer with a kamil iman, if he does slip, as a human, he makes a mistake, immediately he'll make sincere tawbah. Immediately. He will shed tears, he'll feel nadamat, he'll feel the pain, he'll lament, he'll feel remorseful. And immediately he will repent and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll make tawbah, he'll make istighfar, he'll take the name of Allah ta'ala, he'll make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person with kamil iman, he gains sukoon in his life. Sukoon, peace. Even though he may not have the asbab of sukoon, he might not have all the means of sukoon. So he might be living a very simple life. Hardly any food, hardly any clothing. But the happiness that Allah will give him, the sukoon and chain, the peace, the serenity, will be such that another person who may have all the material things, the asbab, the means of sukoon, the man has got an air conditioner, he's got a beautiful palatial home, he's got everything. But because he is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah snatches away serenity, sukoon from his life. So he's restless. He actually has to take some medication to give him some sleep. He's unable to function properly. All the time his life is in turmoil. So respected brothers and elders, the message is very simple. May Allah help us to protect our iman, preserve our iman. And the effort that we have to make is to have a perfect iman. Our iman should not be deficient in any way. Strive to gain perfection in our iman. May Allah give us all tawfiq and hidayah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Recite Durood Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى يا الله forgive us all of our sins يا الله you are رحيم كريم يا الله يا الله you are most loving my Allah يا الله you love to forgive my Allah يا الله we admit my Allah we confess my Allah our deficiencies our shortcomings our weaknesses يا الله our sins يا الله the evil that we have perpetrated my Allah يا الله we beg you to forgive us my Allah sins we committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Ya Allah, nobody was watching us besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghaffar al-Dhunub, Sattar al-Uyub,
You forgive sins, my Allah. You conceal our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us that himmat and courage to refrain from your disobedience, my Allah. Allah, give us a strong iman. Give us a kamil iman. Give us a perfect iman. Let there be no deficiency in our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman. Allah, make us enjoy begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not take away our iman, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing amal saliha, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts pure and clean, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hamari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqil, daim, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Because use it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. We have raised our hands. We are begging only from you, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Allahumma kashif al-ghamn, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarreen idha da'uk. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله give us موت المدينة الشريف بريء الجنة البقية يا الله grant us the intercession of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم the day of Qiyamah تحوذ the كوثر from his مبارك hands يا الله make us enter جنة without any reckoning يا الله in the company of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله in جنة give us all the bounties يا الله of جنة especially the beautiful bounty of seeing you, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Allah protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our family members, our relatives, our friends, our musallis, our mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, our asatis, our pupils, my Allah. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of dajjal. Ya Allah, all good works of deen accept it, my Allah. The work of da'wat and tabligh accept it, my Allah. Those who are striving in your path, ya Allah, give them the himmat and courage to strive in your path, my Allah. Accept the coming out in your path, my Allah. The effort the mashayikh are making in the khankas, accept it, my Allah. In makatib, madaris, hifz classes, different organizations, my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us from the mukhlisin and mukhlasin, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent حفاظ علماء صلحاء أتقياء أبرار مقربين مقبولين my Allah ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما Allah so many people requested duas answered their jais murad also حاضرين غائبين سبك دعا قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين